T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that last hour with Lance LaRusso. He is someone that makes a lot of national appearances. I looked him up online, and there was his photo. I recognize some of his appearances on Fox, but he's been on CNN and all that. And people seem to like that past hour. You can go online and share it with someone if you liked it. KMOX.com/ONA. I got a couple things I want to get to this hour. Google Trends from 2019 came out, and I want to play the Google search game. Even though I'm in my mid-30s, I feel like I am in my mid-80s sometimes, because you look at the search results for, you know, celebrities and different events and things, and you think to yourself, I don't understand any of this. None of this makes any sense. I'm confused. I think you may be in the same camp as I am, so we'll talk about that. And a really shady thing that New York City's been doing with their homeless. But first, I wanted to talk about this one story that KMOV posted up. St. Louis County student reportedly left in soiled clothes all day. This is a sad, sad story. I have a son that's 5. The kid in this story is 5 years old. I can't see any of the people involved with my kid, who's in preschool right now, by the way, treating him this way. And they're really outstanding, fantastic people, all of the teachers that he interacts with and works with. And I got to tell you, what is a person teaching if they allow a kid to soil themselves and then sit in it all day? I just don't get it. Here's KMOV talking about this story.
Stressful, heartbreaking, very emotional, very sad, traumatizing experiences.
Amber Tate says it happened in September when her son got home from school. She took a photo of the dried feces on his lower back. Her son said he asked twice to use the restroom but was denied. She says he couldn't control it any longer.
The teacher said she smelled it. She just thought it was gas.
You let him sit in his feces.
No, and you know what? Any parent knows the difference. Every parent knows. You have that sort of red flag that pops up. And I can tell you, as a parent of a 5-year-old, if a kid says he needs to use the bathroom, you let him use the bathroom. What parent in their right mind would withhold that from a kid because they know what's about to happen? An accident. You don't want to clean that up. Come on, teachers. Seriously, if you've been teaching, you don't even have to be teaching long. You just need to know. When a 5-year-old says they got to go to the bathroom, it's not a, oh, I can wait situation. It's a, they're still learning about their bodies, and it's an immediate situation. This, by the way, happened at the Ferguson Florissant School District in December.
You let him sit in his feces clearly all day.
Knowing
it was so dry
all day.
On his bottom.
Now, more than 2
all
months
day.
Later, the issue still.
And it wasn't, they didn't call the parent after the accident happened. The teacher let the kids sit in it. Isn't this just ridiculous?
Still isn't resolved. We're told Central Elementary Principal Dr. Sheldon McAvey investigated what happened and reported the teacher to child welfare.
Someone should be held accountable, but I kind of think it needs to be the one that, you know, knew of the incident and didn't do anything about it.
McAvey's wife, Kia McAvey, says her husband has been informed that the district superintendent is going to recommend that her husband be demoted to assistant principal and transferred to another school. He was put on paid administrative leave in October.
So are you catching this? So it's not the teacher that finds themselves in a tough situation for allowing this to happen. The principal for reporting it and being at the helm of the school is the one that is getting demoted and perhaps removed from that school and moved somewhere else. The principal. That doesn't seem about right. How do you think the parents of this kid feel about that?
Going on 2 months. That he hasn't been around his students, which he loves, And, you know, he's being punished for something when he followed the protocol. So if he followed the protocol and did everything he was supposed to do, why is he on administrative leave?
The student's family says they're upset with a lack of communication from the district and a lack of action.
The teacher needs to be terminated, and she don't need to be working with children at all. And Mr. McAfee needs to get his job back because he didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, so the parents are now advocating that the principal did nothing wrong. There's no grievance against the principal. They're upset at this whole situation because the teacher, it seemingly was not disciplined or had any repercussion whatsoever for allowing this kid to just walk around and wallow in its own waste all day. You know, five, you're not wearing diapers anymore. You know, this poor picture they show was blurred out, luckily, but, you know, the parent took a picture of dried feces in the back of the pants. Now, come on. That News 4 was told that Central Elementary's principal investigated, reported, did everything the person was supposed to do, everything that's required of that person. And I'm glad that the parents are out there looking at this and saying, no, it's not the principal's fault. Not like the principal was the one that dictated what should have happened there. In fact, the principal is the one that tried to report all of this exactly the way they should. Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird that they would try to pin this on the principal as opposed to the teacher? That just doesn't make sense. Another adventure in teaching, I guess. And there's some serious things we saw down in Melville not that long ago. And now this one up in St. Louis County. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. When a kid says they gotta go, you gotta go. You don't wait on that. You don't risk that. There's certain gambles you can take in life. This is not one of those that'll ever pay off. I've never talked to a parent who had a kid that needed to go to the bathroom and you rolled the dice on it and it came out in your favor. Never once has that ever happened in the history of parenting. Why do they think it was going to work in that classroom? This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Weekday mornings at 8:30, Charlie Brennan and Amy Markscores provide perspective on KMOX and KMOX.com.
Overnight America. Oh, these nights go by just so quick, don't they? Well, just from a thumbs up, thumbs down perspective, producer Mike, I have a solution to fix the homeless problem here in the city of St. Louis. Just give me a thumbs up or thumbs down if you like this idea. What we're going to do is we're going to raise a bunch of money and we're going to put all the homeless on buses and we're going to just ship them out to like Kansas City or something like that. Good idea, bad idea. Thumbs down. Wow. That seems a little harsh, doesn't it? New York City does that. So the New York City program relocates its homeless to other cities around the country. It's drawing fire from all kinds of different leaders who are saying, wait, you're doing what? Isn't that weird? I've heard of stories maybe 20 years ago that Hawaii was doing that because they're landlocked. They can't go anywhere. There's already a huge homeless problem in Hawaii, and they're spending a ton of money trying to find ways to deal with that. So one of their solutions, we'll just put them on a plane and we'll let California deal with it or something. New York's been doing this. It makes me wonder if there's any here in the St. Louis region that they decided, we'll just send it to St. Louis. Like they don't have enough issues to deal with right now. So when you look at this, and this is from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, AJC. We actually talked about them last night. They're upset with the way they're portrayed in this upcoming Clint Eastwood movie, the Richard Jewell story, where they completely, completely missed the mark on Richard Jewell and really painted him out to be this terrorist and ruined his life. They didn't like the way they were portrayed in a movie. Boo-hoo. So they put out this article completely unrelated to this. Apparently, local council members are saying they want answers how New York runs its special one-time assistance program, which provides 1 year's rent for eligible clients to relocate them to another city other than New York. So they write you a check and they say, this is how much it would cost to take care of you if you were within the city itself. All right. We're just going to write you a check. And they rip it off and they hand it to you and say, see you later, alligator. So by a lawsuit that was filed earlier this month by the city of Newark, New Jersey, one of the places which is the destination for New York's homelessness, the lawsuit argues the program pressures desperate homeless people to accept substandard housing conditions from slumlords that benefit from New York City's programs that pays for the rent with no checks of the living conditions. Wow, what a big scam that is. So that's how New York handles homeless. You think that's a good way to handle things? What a way to do it. And I don't know who came up with this idea, but they obviously thought it was a great idea. Oh, they got a lot of people that are living there. When they go out and just enjoy the big city, this is really the way to do it. You know, you go out in style, don't you? I wonder if this is going to be one of their new mottos. You know, don't worry, we're taking care of the homeless by shipping them off for someone else to take care of them. New York Post cited city records indicate New York City has sent homeless families to 373 cities around the country.
Even today, I want to be part of it.
Not New York, New York. Not anymore. The Post also reported that since the program started in 2017, they've relocated 5,000 plus families, totaling 12,482 people to other cities in different states and around the country. Wow. I don't know, all things considered, if you're getting pushed out of New York and they're paying for it, is this like a good fresh start? I don't know. If you're not getting, if there's not much luck that you're having in a big city like New York and things aren't getting any better, and someone from the city comes up to you and says, we'll give you money to relocate you and see if you can try your luck somewhere else. Is that really a bad deal for the homeless people? I don't know.
I'll make a brand new start of it
in another city. You know, Frank Sinatra couldn't sing any better than that. All right, so that's part of the whole deal. Let me ask, let me just open it up to you. Is it really that bad of a deal for the homeless people in New York? They get out of the city. They don't have to worry about it. The cost of living's so high that they're not going to be able to turn their life around anyway. If they're on that path, they have an option to be relocated somewhere else and the city pays for it. Is that really that bad of a deal for them? I don't know. It might not be. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This is kind of backwards. You know, there's certain cities that will actually pay for you to relocate to their city. They'll put these funds together, and it's like a one-time relocation fee. We'll give you $10,000 if you pack up and move to our small town because we need people here that, you know, will be part of the community and will build and settle here and get your kids here. And, you know, they really have this sort of way to market themselves. And it's, you know, it's kind of an interesting thing. If you're thinking about getting up and moving, that could be something that would sway you if you don't really have a specific destination in mind. But if you're someone that is have no other options and they come up to you and they'll pay for your living, they'll pay to get you out of there, go start a new life somewhere else, we'll pay rent for a year, you just have to, you know, get the other stuff. Now, it's not really great if they're hooking you up in these situations where you're living in these slumlords, places that they can't get anyone else to rent out. That's not too cool, but still, I guess it's a first step. They say these cities which have received the relocated families have not been made aware of the program. I guess it's a transaction between them and the homeless. It says, we don't want to be the place where people are sending their homeless population. We want them to be addressing their own needs as we are doing ours, as some people over in Cobb County would say, down because this was an article written down in Georgia. New York City's program sparked debate. Councilwoman Cheryl Richardson said the practice of one government sending homeless people to other jurisdictions is nothing new. In the 90s, there was the Project Homeward Bound. What a name. What a deceptive name. Used funding to provide one-way bus tickets for homeless people to leave town as long as they can prove they had family or a job waiting for them. I got to guess that was a little bit lenient. Yeah, here you go. Here's your bus ticket. Get out of here, kid. They slap you on the way out and you're gone for good. Cities do have an obligation to make sure the homeless aren't dying on the street. You know, recently here in St. Louis, they actually did something good. They opened up more beds for the homeless so they had a place to go on these cold nights. And that's a good thing. But it's a year too late. For as long as Larry Rice's homeless shelter has been shut down, the city has been not addressing the real need for walk-in homeless. You got people on the street. I mean, even here in downtown St. Louis, where our building is located at Tucker and Olive, if we were to go out in the way our front of our building is facing a homeless shelter right across the parking lot on the other side of Olive, and you always see people outside, what happens? When Elliot Davis goes out and he interviews anyone that's standing out there, what do they find out? well, they told us they didn't have any room, so I guess I'm going to be sitting out here in 30-degree weather. Like right now, in downtown St. Louis, it's 32 degrees. It's freezing. And they have no room at the inn, and they just have nothing else to do. You find that the city sometimes goes out there and gives and hassles people that want to go help the homeless. There's groups that will do wellness checks to make sure people are okay. Sometimes they can get into the shelter. Sometimes they can't. Sometimes they don't want to get into the shelter. They'll go around and give a, you know, a ham sandwich to someone, and they'll get hassled. Oh, you're not allowed to do that. Do you have the permits to give a homeless person a ham sandwich? Give me a break there. Some people want to hand blankets or other things, and they're saying, no, no, you can't encourage it. It's the way that they treat the homeless in St. Louis definitely has room for improvement. It was a good step that they opened up more beds, but it's a couple of years too late. Instead of pushing out people like Larry Rice, someone that's been doing it since the 80s, has been doing it on his own dime, who's accepted zero funding from the city of St. Louis and is trying to change all the lives of people, the places that no one else would, the people that no one else would take in. Yeah, it's not easy. Now, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort. It's a lot of money, too, with the security and the upkeep of the building and whatnot. They shut them down, and they didn't have a plan B to help these people. You know, I guess a little late, but I guess better late than never. At least they haven't considered shipping them out, which is also kind of a sad commentary on America. You know, we'll just let someone else deal with it. 314-436-7900 is the number, or 800-925-1120. A couple other things I want to get to. You know, and maybe next hour we'll talk a little bit about impeachment, but I feel like I'm getting a little bit, I'm already fatigued. I'm already bored by it. But, you know, still, you can't ignore it. So we'll talk a little bit about it next hour if you want to, or if you've been waiting to see if I'll talk about it, we can do that. I'll keep texting up if you want to say something. One person texted in. This was actually last hour for a guest that was on. I suggest, this is what the person texted. I suggest everyone read the FBI report on the Michael Brown case. The forensics tell the story. You can text in as well, 314-436-7900. Coming up, I want to go through some of these Google Trends. What I could really use is your help. If you want to play the Google Trends game with me, give me a call, because I'm going to go through a couple of different categories in these Google Trends, which is tracking what the most searched terms are in certain categories. And when I go through people like, there's a category for people, and I don't recognize one, two, three people on the list. You think if this is the most popular people in the entire country that are being searched out, you would at least recognize all of them, right? In the top 10. But the same thing for categories like passings, like people that have passed away over the past year. Or where is an interesting one too. So if you want to play a Google search game with me, give me a call. I could use some help with it. 314-436-7900. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
News Radio 1120, KMOX, the voice of the Cardinals. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
All right, so I could use some help. If you're under the age of 30 and you're listening to AM radio right now, it's the wave of midnight. This is what I could use your help with. I'm going through some of these Google searches. Maybe you can explain to me what some of these mean. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. And a lot of these I understand. I mean, an awful lot of these I understand. It's just some of them I look at and I say, I don't get it. If certainly they're one of the most popular searches, you should have at least heard about them, but I'm still scratching my head on a few of these. So what I could do is I really need your help. And I feel like if you're younger, I could use your help. And do we even have anyone under the age of 30 that listens to this program this late at night? There may be people that listen to the podcast afterwards. They pop it up on their computer or their smartphone. But here's the challenge to you. I could really use someone that's younger than I am. Someone younger than producer Mike, even. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Google put out their top searches for the year 2019. And I understand the news stories. I mean, let's go through these. Number one, Hurricane Dorian. Okay, that's the number one most searched news on Google. Notre Dame Cathedral. I can't believe, was that this 2019 or was that 2018? Was that 2019? Women's World Cup is number 3. Area 51 raid is number 4. Copa America is number 5. Now, that's interesting. Copa is relatively new. That's something that's been brought up in the last month, and that's surprising. That's already number 5 on the news. It has to do with, and a lot of YouTubers and online influencers, they have been talking about this, and part of it is how it could affect their livelihood when it comes to copyrighted materials and different things online based on a recent court ruling. El Paso shooting, number 6. Sri Lanka, number 7. Government shutdown at 8. Which one? We might have another one here. Equifax data breach at number 9, and California earthquake at number 10. Wait, the Notre Dame fire happened in April of this year? That seems forever ago. Honestly, that seems like it happened in 2018. April, that's not long ago. That's just a couple of months ago. You know, we're almost out of the decade. It's almost 2020. Those are the big news stories. This big searches, top 10 searches on Google this year. Disney Plus was number 1. And that's relatively new, too. Disney Plus just came around. It's Cameron Boyce. I don't know who that is. Do you know who Cameron Boyce is? Never heard of that one. See, this is why we need someone that's younger, someone 30 or younger. But is there no one 30 or younger that listens to this program? I'm sure there is. Who's Cameron Boyce? Nipsey Hussle is number 3. I remember hearing about that one. Number 4, Hurricane Dorian is just, these are overall searches. Antonio Brown at number 5, Luke Perry at 6, Avengers Endgame at 7, Game of Thrones, iPhone 11, Jussie Smollett. That's number 10. Oh, how can you not laugh when you hear that name? Athletes, here's the top 10 athletes. Antonio Brown, Bryce Harper, David Ortiz, Andrew Luck at number 4, I'm kind of surprised with because he shocked a lot of people by retiring. Myles Garrett, Megan Rapinoe, Russell Westbrook, Zion Williamson, Melvin Gordon, and Alex Morgan. Those names sound familiar. Melvin Gordon, Alex Morgan. But you know, a couple of St. Louis references made the top 10 list, and this has to do with sports. So professional sports. Washington Nationals were number 1, then Boston Bruins. Boston Bruins at number 2. You're telling me the Blues couldn't sneak in there? Well, the Blues are at number 5. That's nice. The Cardinals are at number 3. Man, more people should have been searching for the Blues. Forget about the Boston. You know, we got the Stanley Cup. That's all that matters. Dallas Cowboys are at 4. Milwaukee Bucks at 6. Then the Chicago Bears at 7. Minnesota Twins, Toronto Raptors, and Tampa Bay Rays. All right. I wanted to look this one up. Let's see. Where was that one? TV shows. Okay, no, what is? This is a good search category. There's a category that basically people type in what is, and then they fill in the blank. Like, if I were to go to Google right now, let me see what comes up. So go to google.com, okay. I'll type in, and see what the autofill is. What is CBD? What is today? What is a boomer? Those are some of the things that people are Google searching. I like that there's this sort of, like, autocorrect. Let me see if I type in KMOX, what comes up. Okay, KMOX News, KMOX Live, KMOX St. Louis, KMOX Traffic, Sports, TV Personalities. Do you think there's an auto on me? Let's see. Ryan Wrecker, Twitter. And then there's some Ryan's Auto Wreckers, Ryan's Garage and Wrecker Service, KMOX Radio, Ryan Wrecker. Okay, there's some pretty good things. How about we just do this for every personality? Charlie Brennan, KMOX, Charlie Brennan Surgery. These are the top searches for the KMOX people. Charlie Brennan, KMOX Surgery. Charlie Brennan, KMOX Wife. Why are they searching for Charlie's wife in there? All right, let's see what they have for Mark Reardon. Oops, Mark Reardon, wife. Mark Reardon. Why do people search for the wives? That's a little... let's see. Mark Reardon Twitter. Mark Reardon KMOX podcast. Mark Reardon attorney. Is there a Mark Reardon attorney? someone that shares a name. Oh, there's a Mark L. Reardon, who's an attorney at law. Looks nothing like Mark. This is in Wilmington, Delaware. Okay, do you think that he gets mixed up with... Who else do we get? Debbie Monterey. Facebook or KMOX Radio, Debbie Monterey. Nearly not as many search results, at least in the autofill. But here's the what is Sri Lanka? What is the Super Bowl this year? What is Area 51? Where is 21 Savage from? What's 21 Savage? I don't know what that is. Oh, he's a rapper. So you automatically smiled in that one. That means you know his catalog. Where is the hurricane now? Where is Xur, X-U-R? Where is Xur? Where is Clemson football team from? Where is Gonzaga University located? Where is Stranger Things filmed? Where is Pebble Beach Golf Course? Who else from KMOX can I look up in Google to see what their auto research search results are? What is Carol Daniel? Nothing comes up. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. What is... Hold on. Oh, no, I just got to type in Carol Daniel. Carol Daniel, KMOX, Carol Daniels, KMOX. I put the S on there. I think a lot of people search it with the S. That happens, too. Am I missing? Who else am I missing? Well, we've done a few. Okay, let's just do Amy Mark scores. Amy Mark scores, KMOX. Amy Mark scores, age. Amy Mark scores, KMOX radio. Amy Mark scores, husband. Amy Mark scores, married. Do you think there's a lot of people searching to find the status of Amy Mark scores? They want to know? That could be you, too. Let's see if Kevin Colleen's got one here. Kevin Colleen, KMOX. Kevin Colleen obituary. Wait a minute. Is there a Kevin Colleen? Maybe his dad. Maybe it's Kevin Paul Colleen. Oh, yeah. Let's go back here. There's a lot of great things you could be searching for right now. And still, I look at some of these things like passings. I get, apparently, these are people that passed over the course of the last year. I don't know who Cameron Boyce is. Nipsey Hussle, I've heard of. Luke Perry, I know. Jeffrey Epstein is in there. Oh, Cameron Boyce was an actor that died at age 20, known from Descendants and Jesse. If I were to see a picture of them, would I... You think I'd recognize him? No? Okay. Beth Chapman? Don't know. John Witherspoon? I think I know. Is he the one that was in that Friday movie? John Singleton? I don't know. Eddie Money, I do know, at number 9. And then Elijah Cummings at number 10, the politician. That kind of came as a surprise for a lot of different people. Yeah, Eddie Money, that was a big one, too. A lot of musicians, some pretty big ones, passed away this year. Well, I guess we didn't get to play the Google game. That's okay, I guess. But good thing for professional sports to see the Cardinals and the Blues, two organizations right here in St. Louis, both of them in the top 5 searched this year on Google, which is really, really cool. This is Overnight America. If you want me to look up a Google autofill for anyone else, give me a call and I'll look it up. It's KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
I've been spending this whole commercial break looking up KMOX personalities on Google to see what the autofill would come up with. All right, so let's go through a few of these because you're probably just as curious as I am on all of this. All right, so I did a Google autofill for Jack Buck. So it's Jack Buck Jr., Jack Buck Awards, Jack Buck Net Worth, Jack Buck Grill. Is there a Jack Buck Grill? Then there's Jack Buck Wife, Jack Buck Obituary, 9/11 Poem, and Jack Buck Grill Menu. Where's the Jack Buck Grill? Is that, oh man, I have to go there sometime. Is that inside the MAC, the Missouri Athletic Club? Let's see. TripAdvisor's got something for it. I have not been there. Yeah, it's in the MAC. Okay, cool. All right, here's Bob Costas. I had to look that one up too. Bob Costas, St. Louis. Bob Costas Center. Bob Costas Wife. Bob Costas Eye. Now, you remember the whole eye thing? He had like the pink eye when he was going to go cover the Olympics. So a terrible, terrible timing for something like that. Bob Costas' son, age, height, Stan Musial eulogy is on there too. Okay. Here's Dan Dierdorf, family, net worth, age, Dan Dierdorf power up. Does that mean? I don't know what that means. Michigan radio, Dan Dierdorf mutt. I don't know what that means either. Jim White, have to look that one up too. So Jim White, KMOX. Jim White, static on the radio. I think I looked that up before. There's another musician by the name of Jim White that did a song called Static on the Radio. Jim White, Toyota, Honda, Jim White, musician. Okay, that's a shame. We need to get some more of Jim White stuff up there. Dan Kelly Blues, hockey, obituary, UFC. Dan Kelly do UFC stuff. I guess there's another person. But I'm going through some of these other KMOX personalities. Let's see, who else should I do there? Let me get to Scott, who's calling in from Crystal City. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good.
I just wanted to know if they had a list of the top five most dangerous cities in the world.
Oh, yeah, these independent places, they'll do those. I don't know if the Google has that per se. I don't know if people searched for that. Let's see. Let me go to google.com and see if it autofills. Most dangerous city. Okay, so most dangerous city in America, in the world, in the U.S. Then it says in Missouri, in Mexico, in Illinois, in 2019, in Canada. So, yeah, look, we don't get St. Louis on that autofill, but Missouri is, along with Illinois.
And also, too, she would know what I meant by what she was saying today and yesterday, but what store does Amy Marscore shop at?
I don't know.
She would know what that meant because she had met somebody there. They had a laugh. She handed out her number to this fellow, and he was kind of a weirdo, and he called her or texted her in the middle of the night. But
wait, is this a story they shared on air?
Yeah, she shared it on air. It was a couple of days.
Oh, wow. No, I'm going to have to ask her about that next time I see
her. About that one, if that's on the list.
Wow, I'll ask that. Well, the whole Google thing, people were wondering how old she was and then if she's married or not.
Yeah, well, you can look anything up. People ask anything on there, and there's always somebody with some sort of an answer, whether you believe it or not.
Yeah. So, Scott, how you been?
I've been doing good. I spent about a total of 10 days in the hospital, and I got to go back and take a test for this surgery that's coming up. So I'm pretty sure that's going to be within a month or two. So hopefully that all goes well.
Oh, wow. And the next
month,
what it is, you think?
I'll tell you, I was at SLU and I was at, for a while and I was at, what is that?
How do you feel overall? Do you feel like
it's just, there's two different types of seizures. There's the tonic-clonic, which are the ones that you see that people have the grand mal seizures. But I have these aura seizures, too, and they come, I get about seven of those a day. Oh. And you can feel them coming on, which is, it's a blessing, actually, because that means you have time to sit down somewhere, and if it's going to turn into a bigger one, you're not in jeopardy of hitting your head on something and things like that.
What you know, I had a friend who used to have seizures in high school, and this is what he would do. I don't know if it kind of sounds what you're talking about. So he would tell they were coming on, and then he would almost just like be in a frozen state. So he would just look forward and like just stop what he was doing, and it was just almost like his body was frozen up.
Pretty much exactly how it is. And
is that right?
And it's hard to say unless you have them, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone, you know, but you almost get a feeling like right away, a feeling of exhilaration, like, oh boy, I'm going to have a seizure, that kind of a feeling. And then you go through that staring thing. Sometimes I'll have them, I can hear people talk, but I can't respond. And sometimes if I do try to talk, it's a jumbled mess of words. You can't really understand it, but this thing only lasts for a few seconds. And, after it goes away, you have a few seconds of really deep depression.
Oh, interesting.
And then it's all over. And the medicine pretty much controls it. You take the medicine regularly, like it's, you know, prescribed medicine. But having him on the medicine is why I was there, because I've been having him while on the medicine, and they wanted me to have him. I was hooked up. They had the leads on my head and on my chest and stuff, and they had a machine in there. Mm-hmm. And I pressed the button when I felt it coming on. That way the doctor could see the EEG readout and know exactly when it happened. And they wanted to know when I was having him on the medicine. They switched my medicine up a little bit, but then they take you off the medicine completely to have the big ones. And once you're off the medicine for about a day or 2 days, you're going to have the big ones. Wow. That's the part. That's where the anxiety kicks in, because you know you're going to have one. And I had one there at SLU, and I turned blue. All these people came rushing in. It was over. I had no idea what was going on, but they all did.
Wow. So, yeah, that's something else. Crazy. And you have seven of these a day?
Yeah, about seven, in between five to ten a day, somewhere in there.
Wow.
But they, like I said, they don't last very long. Obviously, you can't drive. You can't be on ladders. If you're in a water in the summer, you have to wear a life jacket, things of that nature.
Sure.
But
yeah, I remember it. Like my one buddy, he would freeze up and his eyes would get big, and you can kind of tell like what's going on here.
Yeah. If you know somebody like in the family, they'll know right away when I'm having one. But if you're with somebody that you know just hanging out with somebody or like that, you say hold on a second, or you'll have them, and they wouldn't know unless you say. And which I'm blessed in the fact that I can feel them coming on. I'm going to say, hold on a second, I'm having a seizure. This might be a couple of seconds here.
So what would a surgery do?
Well, I had surgery already, and it was in the right temporal lobe. And I had a scar tissue there. It was called an arachnoid cyst. And they removed that. They thought that was what was causing them. And my neurologist now thinks that they removed that, but that wasn't what was causing them. And they're looking more on the side of the right temporal lobe there now. So
you had your head, you had your head cut open?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoa. And you know what's weird about that? I was at I had that happen at St. Clair Hospital. Mm-hmm. And the doctor that did it, they gave me the anesthesia and everything, and I was kind of counting down, you know, they have you do that from 10 backwards.
Yeah.
And they wheeled me in there, and I remember looking up and seeing the doctors put on their gloves and their caps, and I'm thinking, boy, I hope this stuff kicks in right now.
No kidding. Couldn't that happen?
I do not want to be awake for this.
Man, do you have a pretty wicked scar on your head right now?
It's a kind of like a line that goes straight up into the hairline there. And, It's not as predominant as you'd think it would be.
Oh, okay.
They did a really good job of closing it up and whatnot, but it was didn't really fix a lot, but it didn't cause any other side effects too, thank God.
Wow. Well, we'll hope for the best on this, and I'm glad you're checking in.
It's good to hear from you guys, and I love your show, and been spreading the word, man. It's just really good. I kind of wish you were on straight all night, you know, now, but I mean, it's got to be good for you having some time off, you know, with the family and whatnot.
Yeah, I'd still do 4 hours of a show. It's just the start time has changed, and then they do the replay after midnight anyway. And like tomorrow, I'll be live until 2 a.m. because the NFL game, they're doing a Thursday night football game, so I'll be on after that game, and I'll be on late anyway, but it fluctuates a little bit. I like the 8 o'clock starts. They seem a little bit easier to get guests. Like we had the last hour, we had a former law enforcement officer, now lawyer, for a full hour. You never get that after midnight, but it was cool to have.
Yeah, I like the other day too, where you had the bat catcher. Yeah, chaser. Yeah,
the wildlife command center guy. Hey, Scott, good to hear from you, man. Please
good
check in again
guys,
soon, okay?
And the producer, and I hope you guys have a great night.
We will too. Thank you, Scott. This is Overnight America on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.